Thank you so much for joining us, Depp.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, how do you think online security is being compromised currently?
Well, as you can see, I mean, people are greatly concerned about the privacy. As you can see, like even our photo, our credit card, and also the device in our house, that's all are subject to privacy risks. But I believe that people have not done enough. I mean, the user in terms of the risks that are associated with the device and also their account as well. So, I mean, there's a recent report from Google. It said that even though privacy is a great concern, but people are not educated enough to protect their own privacy.
Right, of course. And I guess one of the most important tools of online security is passwords. You know, they've been around for very, very long, probably since the start of online time. So what can we do to ensure that we're more secure in terms of our passwords?
Well, that's very, very good and very important question. As you can see, we now today we have like maybe like 120 or even more cyber accounts, email, Facebook, Twitter, all like Google account and others. But the way that's how can we like remember all of them? That's very difficult. So usually, I mean, for myself, I use one password for all of them, but I slightly change a bit. But yes, I mean, as you can see, there's a need to have to manage our password for various account. I mean, for every single daily life activity.
Absolutely. And over the years, you know, people have, as you mentioned, people have created many online accounts such as Facebook, Twitter, etc. And some of the accounts are left unused, which leave them more prone to privacy threats. So what measures do you think we can take to eliminate any threats to our privacy in terms of our online accounts?
Well, I think my advice would be like be concerned and be aware of what you are sharing on the Facebook or on Twitter. As you can see, like before Facebook, we happily share like where we are, what we do, or even our date of birth on Facebook. But these days, people talk a lot about privacy, but as you can see, people are willing to share like their date of birth or even their phone number on Facebook. So, as you can see, that's kind of a dilemma. I mean, we want to be well connected, but we are concerned about our privacy. So, as a user, I think we should be wise what we can share and what we can post on Facebook or our social account and what we should not. And we also, I mean, we stay at home, but we should be aware that, well, what can we say, I mean, on our device, for example, camera or even like the IoT device at home. So, I mean, ourselves need to be the first defender of our privacy.
Absolutely. And there has been some concerns in the past of the breach of privacy that comes with public Wi-Fi, you know, like connecting to like a council Wi-Fi or maybe Macca's free Wi-Fi, anything to kind of get Wi-Fi basically. So what kind of breaches of privacy are there? I mean, are we exposed to with public Wi-Fi and should we be using it considering these threats?
I would say that would be yes or no. So yes, in the case that you need to accept some emergent, I mean, you need some data right away, I mean, to reach some news, and yes, you can use this. But we need to be wise in the sense that because that's a public Wi-Fi, so the data can be viewed by others, so we need to be cautious on what we will accept, I mean, through the public Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. So smart devices such as, you know, Google Home Assistant, Amazon Alexa, you know, they've been made to make our lives easier, such as switching the lights on and off or playing your favorite song on Spotify and yada yada. So when it comes to online privacy, do you think we might be at risk having these devices in our home?
Yes, The answer, yes. But, well, it makes our life better, right? I mean, I think most of people agree with me that IoT device like Google Home and things make us entertain and enjoy our life better. So there's a compromise here. But I think the best thing to leverage the advantage of this device lie between both the user, I mean, like ourselves, and also the lawmaker. So from the lawmaker side, they need to make sure that there are like appropriate laws so that that protect people's privacy. And from the user point of view, we should protect ourselves. We do not trust that, well, our device are not like compromised. And as a security expert, I always treat that owner of our device, I mean, as if they are compromised, honestly. So don't trust them like 100%. For example, on Facebook, don't share our birth of date or even like sensitive data. Some people even take a photo of their passport and then post it on Facebook. So we, for example, we are away from home and then we tell people check in, we are here and there now. So that's all of that. I mean, we can protect ourselves similar to the device at home that you just mentioned, like Google Home, Alexa, or smart camera.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Diep. It's been great chatting with you about this.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. And I hope that people will enjoy the advantage of having like Google Home, Alexa, and also can protect themselves from the privacy risk.